Open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Listen very carefully. I'll give you some things to prepare you for this. You might want to write it down, or you might want to memorize it whatever way. I want to say these few things to you to prepare for what God's going to do this morning. You are called and designed to live a supernatural life in a natural world. Don't let that pass. Now, I want everybody to get that, because you're not going to be able to keep up if you don't get that. We're going in supernatural territory. You're called, not only called, but by giving you His Spirit, self-same Spirit, you're designed to live a supernatural life in a natural world. I want you to let that sink. Secondly, without understanding the supernatural, you will live a limited life. You will live a limited life. You are not designed to live by limits. The supernatural has no limits. Thirdly, I want you to permit the Holy Spirit to promote your life for God's purpose. Yes. Permit the Holy Spirit to promote your life for God's purpose. Don't turn down the promotion. He's going to push you to higher levels to proclaim His name. Days of heaven on earth will change everything.
Yes, sir.
And the supernatural is designed to bring the days of heaven on earth. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Open to the Holy Spirit. He's drawing your life into the spirit world. And then I wrote a question here, a question, as we're going to talk about angels again this morning.
Yes, sir.
Are you willing to be a student of the supernatural? And then stop blocking the supernatural operating in man's knowledge. Stop blocking the supernatural, only operating in man's knowledge. You're designed by God to operate in the realm of the Spirit. Hebrews 1, verse 14. We're going to take part two of releasing supernatural angels in your life. Release it. See, don't even sound kosher, because the world of the angels have not been fully understood. Now, here's a definition in verse 14 here in Hebrews 1, talking about angels and comparing angels with Jesus, but he get down to give us directly who angels are. And he says, are they not all ministering spirits? So what angels are? Underline that in your Bible, highlight it on your phone, whatever. Are they not all ministering spirit? Ministering spirit. In other words, they minister in the realm of the supernatural. Now, the supernatural is the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. It's not a sense. It's beyond the sense realm. The supernatural has no impossibility. The supernatural has no failing, can't fail.
Amen.
Supernatural actually is God Himself.
Yes.
All right. So these ministering spirits plays a role in the supernatural. It has the Holy Spirit, supernatural, you born again, you supernatural, and then God give us these ministering spirits, they are supernatural. Are they not all ministering spirits? sent for to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. I got something I want to tell you. I can't wait. There's 104 appearance of angels to man in the Bible. 104 appearance of angels to man in the Bible. And they were carriers, and they carried man into the supernatural. Yes, sir. Into the impossible. Into the no-limit zone. So here we have three scriptures I want to read. Here you are, the defined ministering spirit, angels. Are they not all ministers? You're talking about angels because you look at the 13th verse. To what shall the angel say to thee at any time? Set on my right hand until I make thy enemy thy footstool. Then they say, oh, not they. So you're talking about them, right?
Yes.
Are not them all ministers? All. Ministering spirit sent forth.
Yes, sir.
To minister. How many hours of salvation we got in here?
Yes.
Online, all right. All right. For those who are our salvation, all right. Turn to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Praise God. Verse 11. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
For he shall give his angels charge over thee. What for?
To keep
thee in all thy ways.
Yes, sir.
They shall bear thee up in their hands, angels. Lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And because of those angels in charge, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and dragon, should I trample on the feet, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because they have known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. You see that? Long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So the angels have charge over us, right?
Yes, sir.
So we need to know them better.
Yes.
We need to know. We need to expect them to be around when we need them.
Amen.
Angels, these ministering spirits. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now turn one more time to Psalm 103. Verse 19. The Lord had prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rulers over all. Bless the Lord, ye his what?
Amen.
That excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Bless the Lord, all his works in a place, in all places of dominion. Now, it seemed like we won't go in dominion. We need to know something about angels. Bless the Lord, all my soul. My. To minister the supernatural in your life on a daily basis, you must be trained by the Holy Spirit how to cooperate with angels. Who are what? Ministering spirit. Angels are ministering spirits, and they're not for the past, they're for the day. Now, what these angels' jobs are? We learn how to cooperate them, their ministering spirit. who are sent by God to complete supernatural assignment.
Yes.
Now, here's where the rubber gonna hit the road. Your life, say my life,
is a supernatural assignment
from God.
Yes, it is.
Your very life,
yes, sir,
is a supernatural assignment. You're supposed to be here doing the impossible. You're supposed to, because you're a child of God, take all limits off.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Take all of it.
Glory to God.
Thank you, sir.
The supernatural realm, which is a demonstration of the spirit and power, is the place you're supposed to be functioning.
Yes, sir.
In your physical body.
Yes, sir.
You are a supernatural vessel,
yes,
on earth.
To
complete God's supernatural will.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You can't do it without these angels.
Amen.
I just told you they appear 104 times,
uh-huh,
in the Bible. And each time I begin to read them, each time they appeared, something supernatural happened.
Wow.
Let me show you one. Turn to Exodus. 3:2. You're supposed to have supernatural fire in your life.
Yes, sir.
A room supposed to heat up when you walk in.
Come on, sir.
Who's going to talk to me here?
Yes, sir.
Because on the inside of you is all the abilities of God. So you shouldn't be normal when you walk in the room. My daughter preaching, she told you. Your inside should live on the outside. My son told you. You shouldn't just follow. You should flow. There's a glow and a glory should be when you walk in a room. We must murder all your religious intention. They must die today. You must resurrect in the supernatural. Write that down. Your life must resurrect in the supernatural. Good God Almighty. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. In other words, what I see there, Lord? What you showing us right there? You can't be taken out. You just lack that burning bush. It's on fire, but it does not burn up.
Yes, sir.
The angel controlled the fire for the three Hebrew boys.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. He threw them in the fire, but the fire couldn't burn them. They had angels in there covering them, protecting them. I'm telling you right now, whatever you're dealing with can't take you out. I said, whatever you're dealing with can't take you out. Now, what the Lord wants me to tell you also, you need to be alert. Because angels, I was praying the other day, I said, you know, all this time, all these different things have happened in my life, and I've talked to people that I didn't understand. I had a man in my office one time, that wasn't no man. He said something, I said, what is this? He said some things and my body got tightened. Everything got shaken up. And I really didn't know enough about the angel to understand, but that was the angel in the old church sitting in my office. Now what's so good about it this morning, you're going to find out that somewhere in your life,
yes, sir,
somebody was dealing with you, uh-huh, and it wasn't natural. I'm proud to believe you have had angels' visitations. My job is to train you the next time they show up to cooperate. Expect angels to help you. That's what all ministering spirit sent forth to minister for to have salvation, that God give them charge over us to keep us in all our ways and to direct our path. See, there's the Holy Spirit, there's your born-again created spirit, and then in this supernatural arrangement, he's adding on these supernatural spirit of angels. We got to know how to cooperate with the spirit world if we're going to function properly in this dimensional world. Are you understanding? Now get ready to go. I want to repeat this to some realms in the spirit you have never been before. And recognize that Hebrews 1:14 again, go back there, that because we're talking about it, you're going to know how to yield to these ministering spirits. Hallelujah. Turn to John 5, verse 1. What happened when we understand when these angels show up on the scene? I want you to see this. Yes, sir. So I'm going to go slow and the Holy Spirit is going to hit this place. And you're going to be ministered to. What I'm trying to do now is shake your senses up. Because your senses block the spirit. And you're waiting on the same old thing. You got to yield because the Holy Spirit always is fresh. He'll do it in a different way. Are you following me? Hallelujah. I want you to see this. John 5:1, and after this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went down to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Waiting for the moving of the water. Waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool. Who went down?
Angel.
And troubled the water. Now look what it says next. Whosoever then, first after the troubling of the water, stepped in, didn't say what kind of disease they had, didn't make no difference. Was made whole of whatever disease he had. May the angels stir up your water this morning. See, by understanding this, they are sent with supernatural mission to minister on our behalf and minister for us. So here, that there's an angel went a certain time in the season and stirred up the water with supernatural power.
Right. Yes, sir.
They don't only operate in supernatural fire, but they operate in supernatural water.
Come on.
Wherever an angel come, he make it supernatural.
Yes,
Will he still do it today?
Yes, sir.
Yes, right in your back room.
Yes.
You can step in a room, an angel been in there, something supernatural gonna happen to you.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, I'm sending angels to your house right now. And whatever you need, a miracle, wherever you need a sign, wherever you need a wonder, I commission those angels to do their job.
Yes.
And you'll be able to receive it, because when you walk into that presence of those angels, something will happen to you, but you got to have faith to take it. What room you want him in? What room you want him in? Suppose the angels stir up the atmosphere in your bedroom. You lay down sleeping, be healed. Are y'all seeing this? Be seated. Turn to Genesis chapter 28, verse 10. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about the ministry of angels. Amen. We're talking about it being left out because of the apostolic government has not been in place. Everybody else important but you.
All right.
Y'all missed that. You know how to walk with God yourself. You see, if you don't understand, the supernatural can be present and you don't know it. How many of y'all want to know that the supernatural is present with you? How many of y'all want to know when everything else looks like it's not working out? You can make another step. Wait a minute. How many of y'all want to know when everything else looks like it's not working out, when the government not working out, the academics not working out, psychology not working out, man not working out, but you know you can make another step? You got to know that for yourself. You can't, the pastor can't know that for you. You have to know you can. Heather can make another step. You got to know you can make the step yourself. Are you listening to me? You designed by God to function in the supernatural. Said, I'm designed by God to function in the supernatural, where nothing is impossible. There's no limit. Then I heard this when I said that. Not only there's no limit, but there's no gimmick in the supernatural. Satan can't pull no tricks on you because you overpower him. You're greater than him. Whatever you're dealing with now is settled. Why I keep looking in the physical? Why I keep looking at the natural scenario? Once you decide to sell it, God's going to sell it for you. So you got to decide right now, whatever I'm dealing with is selling. Releasing supernatural angels in your life.
Yes, sir.
You heard it?
Yes, sir.
What I said?
Releasing supernatural angels in my life.
Make it poison in my life. Sit down. Sit down. Let me give you more.
Yes, sir.
You must be trained to know when you're in an angel supernatural flow. Now, when I read this to you, angels are going to start functioning in your life. But because they're already functioning, but you won't be able to cooperate with their functioning. All right? All right, you in Genesis 28? Verse 10, and Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran and lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took the stones, took up the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. Verse 12, you with me?
Yes, sir.
And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on earth.
Yeah.
And the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending. So angels got a ladder, go to heaven.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know what you're going to do. I set that ladder in my house. I got a ladder in my house that go from my house to heaven and come back down. Angels bringing my wheel up to God, bringing my package back down. You do what you want in your house. I say it's my house. But the angels going up and down, going to heaven, coming back from heaven. And it say on top of the ladder, watch what happened. Ascending and descending of it, it went up. 13, and behold, the Lord stood above it. And said, I'm the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, the God of Isaac, and the land where thou liest, to thee will I give it. And to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee. And I will keep thee in all places where thou goest. And will bring thee again unto this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done what I have spoken to thee of. Here's verse 16. Here we go. Here's where the church got to get out of this spot. And Jacob awake out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. Could it be possible that the angels dropped by your house? It was in there, but you knew it not. Could it be while you were driving? You by yourself, you know? And all of a sudden, somebody else sitting in the passenger seat. You got to be in the realm of the spirit. See, all y'all driving back in the natural, I can't talk to y'all this morning. Y'all driving back, y'all think this is a factor. I'm talking about the supernatural. Y'all look at me like I'm not saying nothing. Y'all won't be normal. I don't want to be normal this morning. You got to move out in the supernatural. You got to expect God to do something out of the ordinary. Y'all want a regular church. We ain't got no regular church here. We come in where you know what to do when you need to do it. You got power on the inside of you. You got victory on the inside of you. You got miracles on the inside of you. You got signs on the inside of you. You got wonders on the inside of you. You ain't got no business crying all the time. You ain't got no business sitting down looking at somebody else's victory. Get your own victory. You're a child of the living God. You're blessed coming in. You're blessed going out. You're the head, not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You have to know these things, but you have to know how to operate in the spirit. I'm going to say if the first one didn't work, he's going to give you another one. Sometimes we go down the field and we pick up wrong. You have to know that angels are always present to take care of you. Surely the Lord in this place, and I didn't know it. Is it possible? In your last dilemma. You were dealing with, you prayed, you praised, and you meditated the word. But you didn't recognize he already sent the angel to get you out of that situation. From now on, I want you to look for him in the spirit. Talk to him. Say, I know you're here. I said, talk to him. All limits are taken off of your life right now. You're not designed to live normal. Somebody say, glory to God. Sit down. Y'all keep messing with my mic or something. And I told you this. There, no, see that? Somebody. Don't tell me now when I'm getting hot. Y'all doing. Now, see, let's look at this again. Go back to Luke. And I want you to hear this because I want something to happen to you here. Angels assist in bringing birth in the supernatural realm. So angels are supernatural birthers. In other words, when you need something birthed in the supernatural realm, there are angels that specialize in it. Yes. Now, one of the greatest births there ever was. No birth no greater. Was the birth of Jesus. Is that right? Who was sent to convince Joseph and Mary that this was supernatural? The angel told Joseph, don't worry about it. That's what she got as a holy baby. Didn't he? Huh? He gonna tell you. Satan meant to do something else. But that's what you got is a holy baby. You have to learn how to cooperate with angels. Wave your hand at me. Make me believe you're listening. Now, Mary didn't understand. Go in Luke 1. Mary didn't understand. You can't understand. I never been with no man. How I'm pregnant. See, you about to get pregnant with things in your life that you don't know how they got there. Impregnation is in this house this morning. Yes, sir. Yes, some things gonna happen that you've been praying about, that you've been believing God for. You're gonna get that thing because you're in a realm of the supernatural and it's about to happen in your life right now. Somebody give God some praise in his house. Something you've been waiting for. Something you've been praying about. Something you've been asking God about. But today you got in a spirit realm. You are impregnated with your heart desire. See you. See you. See you. See you. I want you to say breath three times.
Breath, breath, breath.
You got it. You got it. You got it. You got it. See, you're setting yourself up. Ooh, glory to God. You're setting yourself up for it to happen. Out of the ordinary. Out of the ordinary. I'm gonna make up a word. Make up a word. Out of Christianity. Out of the normal pattern. You see what I'm talking about? Moving in realms where the supernatural can happen. Not to me, to you. Not to the Pope. Not to the bishop. To you. I'm talking. The bishop not talking. I'm talking. The apostle not talking. I'm talking. I got power on the inside of me. Talk to me up in here. I'm anointed. I'm appointed. I got power. Hallelujah. You get so anointed, all your dilemmas tremble. Because they know you know. This girl, this angel had to convert, had to convince her. And then she submitted. Turn, sit down, let's turn there right quick. I know I'm going over, but I need to go over, it's so powerful. Somebody help me holler. I receive your seed. Come on, son. I tell you, I'm not going to stop these people from sowing you. No, no. One time I said I wasn't going to let them interrupt me, but they was on their heart. They got to sow. They're sowing their way out. Come on, sir.
I'm a graduate of your ministry school.
You're a graduate of the ministry school. Yes, sir.
I've been unemployed since 2018.
You've been unemployed since 2018.
I see people coming up and giving you the blessing. And I said, when I get my first $1,000 seed, I'm going to sow it into you.
Yes, sir. I receive. You're on your way now, son. You get sold in good ground. They say you get 100-fold. If you read Matthew 13, that's what it said. Yeah, check what it said about Abraham, too, in the 12th chapter of Genesis. Y'all don't want me to talk up here. Told Abraham, he that bless you, I'll bless them. That's in the Bible, you know. All right, let's look at this. I'm going to close in a minute. So now, what I'm training you is how to take the handcuff off your angels.
Wow.
And when you're understanding that, they're the handcuff. When you don't know how to cooperate with them. When things happen out of the ordinary, you can't explain, as an angel just did it. You done had some things happen in your life. You can't explain. How you gonna explain you've been all out of work from since 18 and come up here and sold $1,000 seed? What if I tell you an angel sitting right next to you? He don't need no seat. You got the seat. He's sitting midair. I know you don't sit here and don't believe that no angels are not up in here. I know you're not sitting here believing that I'm preaching about angels and you and no angels up in here. Or they in here. I sent them here last night. I sent them here this morning. I told them cover the parking lot. I told them sit in every seat that's up in this house. Get ready. You're going to start birthing things that you've been dreaming about. You're going to start having things that you've been dreaming about. Look what he said. Look what he said. Go sit down. Verse 26 of the first chapter of Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel, and who? I mean, verse 28, came in unto her and said, Hail, thou highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Ooh. The Lord told me to say that over you right now. Oh, you said we can. Yes, yes. Same God, same angel. The Lord said, tell you, you're highly favored. Now, who won't accept that? Who going to sit here and be dumb enough not to accept that? The Lord, from this day forward, you're going to function in highly favored atmosphere. I am highly favored. And the angel's going to see that the favor come to pass in my life from this day forward. You heard what I said? And the angel. In other words, I'm driving off of this parking lot this morning. Highly favored. I'm going back to my house. Whatever restaurant you're going in. I'm going in there highly favored. Because my highly favored angel is with me. Woo! I got a highly favored angel with me everywhere I go to make sure my favor come through. How many of y'all believe you're highly favored? How many of y'all believe you got a highly favored angel? I never heard that before in my life before. I just heard it just now. A highly favored angel. Go everywhere I go. Woo, my goodness. Boy, I'm a roll now. I just got the revelation. I got a highly favored angel that go with me who produce high favor for me everywhere I go. No, y'all don't believe me. Y'all ain't cutting up enough. I got a highly favored angel gonna go with me everywhere I go from now on. I'm highly favored when I'm driving the car. I got a highly favored angel driving with me. Look what he told this woman. Look what he told him. Sit down. I'm gonna close. Look what he told this woman. Look. Verse 28. An angel came into her and said, Hail, thou highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, casting on mind, what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. How many of y'all believe God's favor on you? Yes. Hallelujah.
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 I'm trying to move that dead spot in your life. Hallelujah. That thing that's been nagging you, the thing that's been nagging. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
You're going to make it. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Look at your neighbor and say, is anything happening to you? If not, go on the next row. Get from around me. Hallelujah. Get off of my row. Blocking me, I'm gonna get in the flow. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Shh. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I tell y'all too much, you need to pray them now. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Y'all can take so much, I'll be putting it out. Hallelujah! Take it in. Now you got the Holy Ghost and angels. Listen very carefully. In this text, it's telling you to switch your fear for favor. When you're real fearful, switch it, because favor is on the way. When Satan try to address or attack you in some way, telling you something bad going to happen to you, just stand up and say, no, my favor coming. Favor whip fear. At any round. So if any way you seem like you're fearful about something, know that favor is on the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless his holy name. I heard something. I hope y'all dumping that junk. Things that been messing with you. I hope you're dumping it. It's junk. I received some. It's junk. Junk. Dumping time. A young man sold $200. Fear not, for thou find favor with God. Fear not, you'll find favor with God. Fear not, I'm living in God's favor. I got favor in my life. God's favor is on my life right now. And the angel is stirring that favor up. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, shall call the name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the High. And the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel. Now here we go. Look at verse 34. I'm about to throw. Look at verse 34 with me. I want you to look at 34. The angel said to Mary, then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? I won't take this further than sex. You know, I know not a man, you see what I'm saying? What about you? That you're dealing with. You're looking for some man to do it for you. We're not talking about sex now, we're talking about a man, depending on man. You see what I'm saying? You don't have to have no man to do it for you. God said, I'm going to do it for you. When man sat down on you, take another step. Because man not your limit. I ain't serving no man. I'm serving the living God. You understand what I mean? Huh? What you trying to do now? You don't need no man to take you there. Why? Because he whom you serve got influence on all men. I'm serving a supernatural God, not a supernatural man. She said, look, see, I got a clothes. She said, you found favor, all right? And behold, I shall conceive, and shall be great, all right? Then Mary said to the angel, in verse 34, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered to her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. That the angel and the Holy Ghost working together. Ooh, Lord Jesus. You leave me up with the angels and the Holy Ghost working together in your life. Ooh, my goodness. I'm leaving here with the angels and the Holy Ghost working together in my life. You understand what I'm saying? I have these ministering spirit, then I got the Holy Spirit working together with my spirit. Something about to get out of my life, and something about to come in my life. Because I got these three spirits working together. The Holy Spirit, my spirit, and ministering spirit are working on my behalf right now. The Holy Spirit,
my spirit,
and my spirit, which is the Spirit of God. I have the same spirit in me that Jesus has in him. I have the same spirit in me that God has in him. I'm not just flesh and bone. I'm not just emotion. I'm not just mentality. I'm supernatural. Tell three people I'm supernatural. How you gonna tell me when to close all this praying I've been doing? How much praying you been doing? You gonna tell me when to close? How many hours you prayed this week? You got enough authority to tell me close? How many hours you been praying this week? Where you going anyway? Get me something to eat. You eating not, dummy. You at the right restaurant right now. You at Word of Life Christian Center restaurant. Your tip's about to get bigger. Holy Ghost, verse 35. And Angel Anson said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the high. Who said it?
Amen.
Now, the angel talking about the Holy Ghost, isn't he?
Yes.
The Holy Ghost. They work together.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power. Notice the angel didn't say he was going to do it.
No.
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the high shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy thing, which shall be born of thee, shall be called the sons of God. Son of God. Behold, our cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and angel had something to do with that. And this is the 6 month. Took that man's voice from him, shut him up before he messed it up. But who was called Barrow? Look at verse 37. Yeah, your life. Yeah, your life. For with God, what? Come on, read it. Say it again. For with God. For with me. Because I'm with God. Now, here, verse 38 is the voice. I don't understand all this. But I tell you what I'm going to do. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me. And she said, she got it. She don't need me no more. He left. See, the angel come to stir up what's already in you. The angel come to make you recognize that the Holy Spirit, who is greater than him. See, the Holy Spirit is greater than angels. And so the angel come to make you recognize you got something in you greater than me. Who got it? You understand? Stop looking at your shortcoming and your weaknesses. That's that body. Keep meditating. Keep praying. God will take some of it away from you and you'll get strong and strong. I let no one leave here defeated today. You're in the presence of the living God. You're not just at a church. You're in the presence of the living God, and God has spoken to you, and you leave this place in victory. We don't walk by feeling. We don't walk by facts. We don't walk by fear. We walk by
faith.
Hallelujah.
From now on, I want you to cruise in the supernatural. Don't get fearful about nothing. You know, you say, she don't understand what's going on. He don't understand. They don't understand. No, we're cruising. When you go on a cruise, you don't go to worry, do you? Some of y'all ain't never been on a cruise. That's your problem. You go on a cruise, you go to relax. You don't go to be vexed. You go on a cruise, you just sit back. Sit back, let people serve you. Your life go on a cruise this morning. Y'all heard me? Y'all ain't got no emotion or nothing. Yes. I'm closing. But you see, I don't just preach it. I live it. And I know where God brought me from. Jesus Christ. There's no case in you no worse than what he brought me from. I was a street runner. He brought me out of the street. I was broke. He brought me out of that. I don't have no high IQ. He gave me his cue. So I know if he did it for me, he can do it for you. Get ready for higher living. Get ready not to live by your situation. God is inviting you. I'm closing. God is inviting you to come up higher. How many ready to go? When I say come, people talking about coming up high, you think about dying. No. You don't have to die to go high. Live, man. Tell the person next to you, live.
Live.
In the realm.
In the realm.
Of the supernatural.
Of the supernatural.
That's enough, Leroy.